Hey, family, prophetess here, Carissa here. Good evening. I pray that all is well and everybody on the line is doing just fine. Thanks to God, I'm very excited about tonight because as a teacher, there are times I need to sit down and listen as well. And I don't turn my platform over very easily. But tonight, I thought it not robbery to bring on a powerful woman of God who has been connected to this ministry for years, for wholeness after a storm, recapturing your identity, peace, and joy. And let me tell you something right now, saints of God, if you are beyond the age of 5 years old, you have lived through a storm. Breena Hayes is an ordained minister, transformational life coach, author and entrepreneur, a native of New Orleans. She is certified in project management, life coaching, and event planning, and has a master's degree in business and theology. She is the author of the book, Returning to Wholeness, Overcoming Life's Challenges to Live a Blessed Life, and is working on her second book scheduled for release in early 2025. Her desire is to empower people who have experienced challenges, that's all of us, so they can overcome them and become the best versions of themselves. She also loves teaching the Word of God so that people's lives can be transformed. Listen, thanks to God, I don't care how old you are. I don't care how educated you are. I don't care how anointed you think you are. Everybody needs wisdom, encouragement, and guidance when it comes to a storm. So tonight, I want you guys to listen in as the phenomenal Breena Hayes talks to us about wholeness after a storm, recapturing your identity, peace, and joy. And I'm not going to teach tonight. I am going to receive, but I feel led to say this. There's a story in the New Testament, and we all know it. It's called the woman with the issue of blood, and I've taught from it many times that the woman's issue had so become her identity that we don't even know her by her name. We know her by her problem. And the reality of it is that if you are beyond the age of 21 years old, you have already lived, or unfortunately, but fortunately, it's the world that we live in, you will live through something that will challenge the very core of who you are. And why do I say fortunately? Because you shall live and not die. I don't care how rough those storm waves get. When you walk with God and you walk within the principles of God, you shall live and not die, and your pain shall not become your name. I'm going to back up and let the woman of God come in and take over. Woman of God, are you on the line?
Good evening, prophetess. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you loud and clear. I'm going to back up. I'm going to receive from you tonight. So I'm going to be quiet and let you do whatever you feel led to do.
God bless you, prophetess, and thank you so much for the opportunity to come on tonight and share. I've been a part of your audience for several years now, so it's an honor to be able to be on the other side to share what God has given me tonight. And as prophetess has said, our title tonight is Wholeness After a Storm, Recapturing Your Identity, Peace, and Joy. And as I began to prepare for this message, I reflected on the word storms. Prophetess mentioned in my bio that I'm from New Orleans originally, and about a month or so ago, we acknowledged the 19th anniversary of Hurricane Katrina. And if you were watching in the media at any time during that period of time, you know how devastating that hurricane was. Total devastation to an entire region. And no matter how well people prepared for Katrina, they were impacted in some way. And after the storm, there was a recovery and a restoration period. Because nobody wanted to stay in the same state of brokenness that they were in, so they put in the work to recover so that they could live an abundant life again. Now, we know that the storms of life happen to each of us, both literal storms and figurative storms, and they can cause us to feel broken, broken in our minds, broken in our hearts, even broken in our spirits. But the key here is realizing and believing that returning to a state of wholeness is possible and moving forward toward recovery and restoration to regain our identity, peace, and joy, it is possible. So we don't have to be stuck in a broken state for the rest of our lives. So how we rebound really is key. I think it's important that as we look at and understand what our true state should be, we have to go back to the beginning. We have to go back to the book of Genesis, where we see ourselves in our original state, the way God created us. So I want to read a brief passage from the book of Genesis, chapter 1, and I know it's a familiar passage, but we should never discount familiar passages because there is always something that God has to say to us, even in the familiar passages. So I'm going to read Genesis chapter 1, verses 26 through 30 from the New King James Version. It says, "Then God said, 'Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth.' So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them." Verse 28. "Then God blessed them, and God said to them, 'Be fruitful and multiply. Fill the earth and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves on the earth.' And God said, 'See, I have given you every herb that yields seed which is on the face of all the earth, and every tree whose fruit yields seed. To you it shall be for food.'" And verse 30, "Also to every beast of the earth, to every bird of the air, and to everything that creeps on the earth, in which there is life, I have given every green herb for food, and it was so." I want to break this passage down a bit so that we can see, first off, what our true identity is. Now, in Genesis, God has been speaking this entire time. He's spoken things into existence, the heavens, the earth, the stars, seas, land, fish, birds, and animals. And when we get to verse 26, it is time for God to create mankind. We have to note and we have to pay attention to the fact that mankind is created last, after everything else is in place. And what does this say about us, mankind? That we are the crown of God's creation and that he saved the best for last. That's who we are, a part of our identity, the best of God's creation. So in order for us to be whole after our storm, we got to know that we know that we are the crown of God's creation, and there is nothing in this world that can change that. No event, no storm, no person, no nothing that can change that about us. Now, mankind wasn't created just to be created, but we were created in the image, likeness, and representation of Almighty God. And so God was very intentional with the order in which things were created. So before he created us, he made sure that we had access to everything that we would need for life. So God's intentionality is very evident here in this passage. So since we're created in God's image, we have access to the same things he does. Amen, somebody. In fact, I want you to write that down. We have access. We're not lacking anything in the spirit. And we have everything that we need on the inside of us. I want you to pause and just think about that for a second. If you are a believer in God and his son, Jesus Christ, then the Holy Spirit lives on the inside of us and we have access to everything. In fact, Scripture says, 2 Peter 1:3 says that we have everything we need that pertains to life and godliness. So to me, everything means everything. Amen? So God has established our identity. And then in verse 27, that same verse, he gives us our purpose. I want you to note this also. Before purpose comes identity. So we really cannot be truly effective in finding and walking in our purpose before we know who we really are. Now, why do you think that is? We may think that our purpose is doing one thing, but that may not even line up with our identity and the things that God would have for us to do. Have you ever heard this expression? You climb the ladder of success, but then you realize your ladder was leaning up against the wrong building. That means we've worked, we've toiled, we've done the things only to realize that that's not what God would have us to do. We're busy doing things, but we're not doing what God has called us to do. There's a difference between a good thing and a God thing, right? So what was the purpose for mankind? According to the passage, God says we are supposed to have dominion. Now, what does this word mean? It means to rule or to dominate. I like that word, dominate. Now, for Adam and Eve, that was dominion over all of the things that God created, right? They were to rule them, have control over them, or dominate them. That was their purpose, their assignment. We, too, have a purpose. We are also to have dominion over the things that God assigns to us. Now, for some of us, that might be you're dominating in the business world, you're dominating in ministry, you're dominating in the education world, whatever that is with your family, your children, whatever that is, that's your purpose. And God wants us to walk this out. He's given us this assignment. And he's given us the tools and the things that we need. He's placed those things inside of us so that we can walk those purposes out. And it's important, I have to say this here, we're walking in our purpose not just for ourselves or for our families, but we are to have dominion for the kingdom of God. Prophet has said this recently, we are to occupy until Jesus comes. And you think about that word occupy, I think from a military perspective, when troops come in to occupy a city, they take over that city. They don't allow anything else to occur in that city because they have occupied it. Now, we know we're in the last days. We look at what's happening around us, but the days are not over yet. We still have time to occupy. And in order for us to occupy effectively, we have to be clear on our purpose and what God wants us to occupy, and we must know first our true identity. Now, I don't teach or coach what I haven't experienced. And I can share with you that I have had life experiences that have caused me to feel broken and as if I wasn't enough. I've experienced the loss of multiple family members in a very short amount of time. My mother, my godmother, and my grandmother, seemingly back to back. I experienced being in a mentally and emotionally abusive marriage and the trauma of escaping that marriage, all of that happening in the same very short period of time. And those experiences caused me to feel brokenness. But the way I was able to move from brokenness and to wholeness was by getting an understanding of who I really am in Christ, then getting clear on what my purpose is. And so this purpose is what has brought me here today to share with you wholeness after a storm and the fact that it is possible. Now let's circle back to the scripture, verse 28. Scripture says that God blessed them. This word bless means to bestow something on someone, to favor someone, or to grace someone. So when God blessed Adam and Eve, he enabled them to fulfill the assignment to dominate the earth. So once you know who you are, and once you're clear on your purpose and your assignment, then God can grace you or bless you to accomplish it. It's like the wind at your back. It makes what you're doing, it comes with ease. Now, I'm not saying it's easy, but it comes with ease. But if you don't believe that you can operate in God's grace, that grace is not available to you. And we'll talk about mindset in just a minute. So God bestowed goodness on Adam and Eve and told them to be fruitful. That was a part of their assignment as well, to be fruitful to God, for God. And that term, being fruitful, means to produce. So let me ask you this question. What are you meant to produce for God? And that's what I have discovered for myself and would love the opportunity to help you discover for yourself. So how can we be fruitful for God, being blessed by God, favored by Him, and graced by Him? It all starts with wholeness after those storms, that we can overcome those storms, knowing who we are and knowing our purpose. Now, ideally, the initial state of mankind was that we were innocent, we knew our purpose, God gave it to us, and we know what happened, right? Genesis chapter 3, a storm happened. Man fell, and they were banished from the garden. This is when brokenness was introduced into the world. I ran across this quote by Michelle McLean Walters. It says, "The devil hates that mankind is made in the image or likeness or resemblance of God. So he uses devastating life experiences to distort and shame mankind." Now, in your storms, have you ever felt shame? I know I have. And our outlook on life was distorted. I know I have. So whether the things that happen to us, the storms that come, are caused by the devil or our own bad decisions, because let's admit, sometimes we bring things on ourselves, the good news is, we can bounce back, we can return to wholeness, and we can experience joy and peace. So I want you to reflect on this question. What do I believe my identity is now? And I want you to be honest. Think about that for a second. Next thing I want to talk about is mindset, or what we believe. So we know the passage from Romans 12:2, we're transformed by the renewing of our minds. So what are we renewing our minds to? Here are a few things I want to share. We're renewing our minds to what our true identity is. We talked about that. Renewing our minds to believe that nothing is impossible with God, according to Luke 1:37. We're renewing our minds to the fact that God has given us purpose, just like we saw with Adam and Eve in Genesis. We're renewing our minds to the fact that we can operate in God's grace, that it's available to us, and we believe what God says about us, right? I am the head and not the tail. I am above and not beneath. We are convinced of those things so that when Satan throws something at us, we're not shaken. We're not taken off track. And so we grow these beliefs about ourselves by renewing our minds. The word renew in the Greek, in this passage, Romans 12:2, means a renewal, a renovation, or a complete change for the better. So this is not just some random change, but a change for the better. When we renew our minds to the Word of God, there's a renovation happening in our minds, in our hearts, in our spirits. If you've ever renovated a home, you know the current state, but the renovated state is much better than the initial state, right? We're changing for the better, and not just for ourselves. This is so that we can be more effective for the kingdom of God. So this belief, we must be convinced of the fact that we can be whole after a storm, that wholeness is possible. We believe it, we are convinced of it, no matter what things might look like. So another question I want to ask you to reflect on. What are you saying to yourself about yourself? What do you really believe about yourself that speaks to mindset? I mentioned at the beginning that my family was impacted by Hurricane Katrina. And as they began to rebuild, it was a process. It was not an overnight experience. And they walked it out. And I watched how step by step, God favored them, blessed them with all the things that they needed, resources, access to the right people, so that they could be restored after a storm. And the testimony is they were in a brand new home almost 1 year to the day of Hurricane Katrina. God is a restorer from storms, literal storms and figurative storms. As I began to rebuild my own life, it was a process for me too, step by step. But I had to be convinced that I could rebound. And so whatever storm you may be facing today, I want you to be convinced that you can rebound after your storm and that you can be convinced of your true identity, that you can walk in peace, and you can walk in joy. Now, as I bring this to a close, I want you to remember a couple things. God created us whole. That was his true intention for us. He also created us with purpose, and he wants us to walk that out. And although life happens to all of us, we can bounce back, and we can be, and we can do exactly what God has created us to do. The gifts and talents and purpose that God has placed in each of us, they are needed in the earth, especially now, in this season. It is time to occupy, and it's time for us to walk in our true identity and live with peace and joy despite our storms. I pray that this message convinces you that no matter what is happening right now, that wholeness after a storm is absolutely possible. God bless you. Thank you.
All right, thanks to God. I really pray that you guys listen in to what the woman of God had to say, because wholeness is available. All of us have been through some storms. All of us have been through some things that we could have thrown in the towel, we could have quit. But I stopped by to tell somebody that when you trust God, and not only just when you trust God, but when you connect with other believers, nobody is designed to do this life by themselves. We're all going to need somebody. Not one person can live this life by themselves. Think about it. 99, I would venture to say nobody, but I'm going to leave a slight margin of error. 99.9% of people on this line, you do not live in a house that you physically built with your own hands. 99.9% of people on this line, you do not drive a car that you built from scratch. That tells you that we need each other. We all need each other in some capacity. And when you're going through a storm, when you're on the other side of, you're crying, when you're frustrated, when you're angry, you need a fellow believer to connect with. And Brina, I want you to tell the people of God how they can connect with you, what you're offering, because, and give them your website. I want these people to really read through who you are and what you do, because I sense in my spirit There is about 18 women on the line who need to connect with you and have a one-on-one. And I really do feel that in my spirit. I sense that so strongly. You've spoken to your girlfriends. You've talked their ears off. Your family members are now avoiding your phone calls. So guess what? It is now time to connect with somebody who, this is what they do. They have a master's in theology. They are a life coach, certified life coach. They know what they're talking about. They have the experience, the education, and the expertise, and the anointing. And so please tell the people how they can connect with you, because I know that there are women on the side. I sense in my spirit, you're still struggling with that divorce. You're still struggling with that job layoff. You're still struggling with that betrayal, that rejection, the issues with your family. And you need to know that you can make it, and what you have been through does not have to define you. So woman of God, how can the people of God connect?
Yes, and let me say one more thing. You heard my credentials, but most importantly, I have lived what I'm talking about. This is not just book knowledge. I was able to overcome and regain my wholeness and identity by the things that I teach. So the way you can connect with me, and I would love the opportunity to speak one-on-one with those ladies who are where I was, so that I can help you overcome, so that I can help you figure out and be convinced of what your true identity is. And I also want to help you get on the road to your true purpose, so we can be walking in alignment with what God has for us. So I would love for you guys to connect with me via a one-on-one coaching session. I am offering those sessions at a special rate for a Prophetess's audience. Of $79, and I do have some bonuses for you. So for the first 5 of you who register, I'm going to gift you a copy of my book, Returning to Wholeness, Overcoming Life's Challenges to Live a Blessed Life. For all of you who register, I'm going to give you access to my 5-day online Bible study that's entitled, Who Am I? My Identity in Christ. And as a thank you for joining me on the call tonight, for everyone listening, I would love for you to join my email community so that you can get my weekly newsletter. So to register for the one-on-one, there are 2 options for you. My website, newseasonnewday.com/register. That's the PayPal link. Or you can do Cash App, and I'll spell the Cash App name for you. It's a bit lengthy. $ B as in boy, R-E, N as in Nancy, N-A, F as in Frank, I-E-L-D-S as in Sam, Taylor, T-A-Y-L-O-R. So my Cash App is $ Brina Fields Taylor. So you can register for your one-on-one in one of those 2 ways. And if you'd like to join me in the email community, you can visit me at newseasonnewday.com/speaker.
newseasonnewday.com/register. Is that correct? Register,
yes.
Or registration?
Register.
There are at least 18 women that need to visit that link tonight. And when you visit, you're not just getting a one-on-one for the first 5 women. You're getting her book. And for everybody, you are getting a free 5-day course. I am telling you, if you have been in pain, most of us spend more than $79 when we go to the beauty shop. We spend close to that, if not more, if we go to the nail salon, and especially if you're getting a manicure and a pedicure. We can spend more than that on a date night, or hanging out with the girls. Don't spend more money on your hair than you do on your head. Connect with this woman of God. Connect with her. You're stuck. It's time to go from the season. See, I'm typing down as relates to the number of one-on-one sessions that I'm doing, because you guys know just how busy I am. And if I were to coach one-on-one, I would be coaching literally all day, 24 hours a day. That's the number of requests that we have coming in. But I am elevating voices that I believe in, and Brina is one of them. And I am telling you right now, if you are stuck, if you don't understand your baby daddy, if you're ready to beat your baby daddy down, if you're still upset about the divorce, if you don't understand, the woman of God says she lost three powerful, close figures in her life. Her mother, godmother, and grandmother, all in the short period of time. The woman of God survived an abusive marriage. I am telling you, you need to connect with this woman of God. Don't you dare hear a survivor's story and think that you don't need their wisdom. You do. You need their wisdom. So woman of God, give them the website again where they can connect, have a one-on-one. The registration is $79. First five of you, you're going to get the free book. Everybody else, guess what? Even if you don't get the free book that comes along because you're one of the first five, everybody that's registering, you're getting a free five-day course. You can't beat that. A one-on-one and a five-day course. Give them the website again, woman of God.
Yes, for PayPal, newseasonnewday.com/register or Cash App, $ BRENNAFIELDS, T as in Tom, AYLOR.
So Brina feels Taylor, but one of the things that I love about a website is you can, no matter, you don't even need a PayPal account to register that way. So please head to the website and get registered. Get registered because I'm telling you, this is what you need. Many of you guys are angry, you're frustrated, you're snapping at people. Talk to somebody who has walked through what you are going through. There is an after the storm. Talk to somebody who's survived the storm. Nobody can tell you how to navigate a storm like somebody who's been through it. People can give you theories. But people who have survived the storm can give you steps. Don't miss what I just said. People who have never been through a storm or haven't been through your storm, they can give you theory. But somebody who has survived your storm can give you steps. Don't reinvent the wheel. Connect with the woman of God. newseasonnewday.com/register. Register right now. Connect. If you're doing Cash App, Brina, B-R-E-N-N-A, Fields, F-I-E-L-D-S, Taylor, T-A-Y-L-O-R. However you're connected with the woman of God, you need to connect. Today is your day. You have been in too much pain to continue to sit there and deliberate on should I connect. What do you have to lose? You have nothing to lose and wisdom to gain. And so it is your time. It's your season when you make the decision. Vision for it to be your time and your season to heal. Woman of God, I will allow you to close us out.
Thank you, Prophetess. Again, I look forward to those who are connecting with me. I believe that our connection is ordained by God, and I believe that I can help you through this storm that you are facing so that you can come on the other side of it whole, in peace, enjoy, and ready to work and do what God has called you to do. And if Prophetess, I may close this in prayer. Father God,
absolutely,
we thank you. We thank you for this time. Thank you for your love, your grace, your mercy, your kindness. We're just grateful, Heavenly Father. Anoint these airwaves in the name of Jesus. I pray that hearts are moved. I pray that someone is blessed tonight by the words that you have given me to share. And Father God, in all things, we give you praise, we give you honor, and we give you glory. And it is in Jesus' name that we pray and give thanks. Amen.
Thanks to God, there is an after with your name on it. You do not have to stay where you are. We have all been through painful things that if you really sat down and heard people's testimony, it would probably blow your mind. But I stopped by to tell somebody, there's nothing new under the sun. Don't allow the devil to put you in a corner and to make you think you're the only one. No, you ain't the only one. The believers that have been through what you have been through and can coach you through it, please connect with the woman of God today. Thank you so very much, woman of God. To everybody listening in, to God be the glory. Good night.